sleepless time of it. At 8 o'clock, we saw a hansom dash up to the door and Holmes get out of it. His left hand was swathed in a bandage, and his face was grim and pale.
This case of yours, Mr. Phelps, is one of the darkest I've ever investigated.
I feared it might be beyond you.
That bandage tells of adventures, Holmes. What's happened?
After something to eat, my dear Watson. I suppose there's been no answer to the advertisement for the cabman.
No, none, I'm afraid. No.
We cannot expect to win every time. Excuse me, I must instruct Mrs. Hudson for breakfast.
He looks like a beaten man.
Ah, not at all. The clue to the matter probably lies here, in town.
I'd put so much hope in him.
Ah, curried chicken. You know, Mrs. Hudson's cuisine might be a trifle limited, but she has as good an idea of breakfast as a Scotchwoman. What do you have there, Watson?
Ham and eggs.
Oh, yes, excellent. And what's that of the dish before you, Mr. Phelps?
Not very hungry, really.
But Watson and I may wish to know the third choice for breakfast. They'll be so good as to raise the cover.
Yes, of course. Oh, my God.
Good Lord.
Tracy, how wonderful. Tracy, how wonderful life could be.
Have the brandy, Watson.
Look, still here. We still got it. I won't let it go this time. Hold it tight.
Thank you, Watson. Drink this. As it was too bad to spring it on you like this, but Watson here knows I can never resist a touch of the dramatic.
Even if it means a mere heart attack.
Oh, nonsense, Mr. Phelps is in splendid shape.
I was talking about myself, Holmes. Oh, really, sometimes I think of it.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you, Mr. Holmes. You've saved my honor.
Oh, well, my own was at stake as well, you know.
Now, come on, Holmes. Tell us the story. Breakfast can wait.
My goodness, Watson, your appetite for the facts more than ham and eggs.
Please, Mr. Holmes.
Oh, very well.
So, after the station, I wandered around in some very charming countryside until just after sunset I found myself on the road outside Briarbury. I then clambered over the fence into the grass.
Well, surely the gate was open.
Yes, but Holmes has a peculiar taste in these matters.
Exactly. I watched Miss Harrison sitting in your room reading by the table. At 10 o'clock she retired, shut the door and turned the key in the lock.
The key?
Yes, I had given her instructions to do so and she carried them out to the letter. After 20 or so minutes, I entered your room in much the same manner as the thief had the previous night, and waited. Waited through the long night.
Just like the speckled bat.
Yes, but for another kind of snake. At last, I heard the catch in the window being forced once more. Up went the window, and a figure entered the room. The carpet was pulled aside, a floorboard levered up, and the papers brought out.
My God, you mean that during these 10 long weeks of agony, the papers were within my reach all the time?
I'm afraid so.
But who was the thief, Holmes?
Who?
Well, as I've said before, Mr. Phelps, I can never resist the dramatic.
All's well that ends well. Did you think?
How the devil...
Mere deduction, dear sir. A simple enough matter for the great detective, eh? I also did some checking up in the city this morning. You've not exactly been successful in your dabbling with stocks and shares, have you, Mr. Harrison? In fact, you've lost and lost heavily.
As is many another.
But not many another would ruin his sister's happiness and a friend's reputation in order to better his squalid fortune.
I was desperate.
Yes, so is the shark when hungry, and you share its ruthless qualities. Now hand those papers over on the instant.
You'll have to take them from me, Holmes.
Oh, dear me. You're a little overweight to issue out those sort of challenges, don't you think?
No,
I think not.
No! First blood to me.
The second blood, they tell me, is a far more effective contribution.
And after that, he was more than willing to hand over the papers. Though he did look a trifle murderously at me through the one eye with which it was possible to do so.
Joseph, a villain and a thief. I can hardly believe it.
I'm afraid his character is deeper and more dangerous than one might judge from appearance.
How did you come on to him, Holmes?
Well,
I'd already begun to suspect Joseph from the fact that you, Mr. Phelps, had intended to travel home with him on the night in question, and that therefore it was likely that he would call in for you on the way. I assume he'd done this before.
Yes.
Yes, and then when I heard that someone had tried to break into that particular bedroom, and when I considered also that the attempt was made on the first night when the nurse was absent, showing the intruder to be well acquainted with the ways of the house, my suspicion...